Hartsburg is here.
All right, what do you say we take a look and meet some of the family members that you listen to every day, but you don't get a chance to look at like we do? You guys just start coming on out, and we'll introduce you individually. First and foremost, there is no more important family member. This lady has been with us. I think she would be the first to tell you far too long. Answering the phones and dealing with you. You stupid, replaceable listeners. Please welcome Priva. Hi, Pri.
Hi, guys.
How'd you like getting up this morning?
Oh, you know. Now, the same except for makeup.
See, here's the thing. It wasn't the getting up for Priva. She has to do that at least one day a week. But today, she had to shower. She had to put on makeup.
Yes.
And she had to slut it up some. Well, I mean, John Waite's here. There's rock and roll happening. Yeah. I mean, so you had to put it on. First of all, we've got the pink polka dot bra strap. Very sexy. A little lacy here on the side. We have something sliding off the ship. You know.
Jeez.
And since it is our 25th anniversary, and since we are so close.
Not going to happen.
Okay. Before I get to expect.
Wait a minute.
Not going to happen.
I mean, wouldn't you like to see Priva's bra?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, again, I just don't think it's going to happen.
Okay,
let me also shout out, not that Priva is short, not saying that, but these are the shortest blue jeans that they make in this country, and they still can't get it to wear.
Oh, my God, and I'm wearing like 4-inch heels.
1 inch short of a midget. And I'm seriously, legal midget. We found that out. Yeah.
Priva, thank you for being here. Rock and roll's coming. John Waite's coming.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Look, real quickly, let us introduce this guy so you can take a look at him. This guy, there's nobody else more so in our face each and every day, and God love him for it, because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without this guy. He's Switzerland. He never gets involved in the drama. He simply does his job, and he can do, quite literally, 5 things at the same time, and I'm not kidding, Producer Ted.
Wow.
Hey, Ted.
I've only been here 12 years.
12 years?
I had a lot of hair back then.
I see. How's the Today Show going for you so far?
Great. We're right on time.
Oh, good.
It's going to go to hell soon.
It's going to go to hell. You know that, right? You know, Ted, I got to tell you, we have had, through the 25 years, many, many producers. And for a while there, it felt like they would produce the show pretty well for a while and then get the radio bug. And I understand it. Hey, I want to go do my own show. They always had kind of a hidden agenda. This man has never had a hidden agenda. This man is a world-class radio producer, and this man is the most dedicated family member that we have on the program, Ted.
Thank you.
And plus, he couldn't do anything else for a living, so.
Yeah, I don't talk very well.
Here's my favorite. And you've been in radio beyond us. You've been in radio 30 years, 40 years?
5 years.
Okay. So we'll be talking on the air about a topic, and Ted will come in. Now, keep in mind, I'm over here on this side of the room. Brian's over here on this side. And then in the middle of that console is another microphone that never is standing up. It's on a stand, but it's, you know, down here like this. Ted, he's been in radio 40 years. Yeah. He'll come into the room for broadcast. He'll stand in front of the mic, but he won't pull it up.
He'll talk to you.
And then we go to the mic. He'll be like this.
The idea of pulling it up never crosses his frickin' mind.
Professional radio guy.
My God, Ted. Well, listen, we'll get into more of it on Friday, but from both of us, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for coming today. Speed it up a little bit.
Speed it up. Did you hear that? Speed it up a little bit. We wasted a bunch of time with you.
That's the most we've ever talked to you, ever.
Well, let's talk about the thankless job. The news, the person giving you the information. And she had, you know, we had the great Chuck Moshunt. And I don't know how you replace those shoes. We had a couple of people that were here, that were there, that were here, that were there, but nobody stuck until this young lady comes in. One of the great female voices in this country, for sure this city, and a great laugh, and a good person, the great Kelly Gates.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly.
Okay.
All right. Now, I wanted to say also this. You have a great sense of humor. Sometimes I'll say something that's just too smart for Mark, And you're the one that laughs.
Yeah, but it's
so
smart,
I
stupid,
that.
Though. That's what I like.
Thank you.
No, we do. We have a lot of the same sense of humor. That's what's so fun about it. And then we're both rednecks, and that's what's been great about it. Sorry,
I think hick is the word.
Hillbilly hick something.
I always love that. You've never liked the word redneck. You'd rather go with hick.
Hick is funny.
All right.
Redneck, I guess, hits home.
Which one does their own sisters? I can never remember.
We hicks.
Hicks.
Okay. Do our own sisters again. So, Kelly, how many years on the show?
Almost 12.
Wow.
And I'll say, when I got into radio, my dream was to be on a syndicated show and a rock and roll station. And that was when I was back in Kentucky. I never could have dreamed it would be with you guys, you know. And that's incredible. It's a dream come true.
I think the first time we saw you, you worked for the radio and television Hall
Museum,
of Fame.
And Museum. You guys came down there and did your radio dramas, Wizard of Oz,
right.
And had some great moments in there. Made my director cry of the museum, which he never did, when Sheena Easton broke into song.
Oh. You know, that is a great moment we should relive.
Somewhere over the rowing boat, yeah.
Well, look, thank you. We'll get into more of this on Friday, but thank you so much for
thank
all the...
You guys.
Right
thank
here.
You guys.
Kelly Gates.
Why don't we, Ted, why don't we take a break? We'll come back and meet the rest of the family. What are we doing? What? Finish it up?
Everything we want to do, right. Ted denies.
Right.
No, do it this way.
Ted has a set plan, and we'll go along with it. By the way, well, there's more people here. Good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, this is the best way to introduce this next family member, and I'll just simply go, Danny! Running our syndication board, doing our... Now, listen to this. When we go on vacation, now, of course, you know, 4-hour listeners, you know, we're on vacation, but a lot of you don't because of this guy. He puts together best moment 4-hour shows like nobody. I have been in France walking the streets in Paris, and I get this text from a friend. I didn't know you didn't like sour cream. What the hell was that? Because they're listening to the show thinking we're on live. This is this guy. He's an incredible talent. We could not do anything without him.
Thank you. I could also tell you that Danny, he you know, in his curmudgeonness and the way that he is, which is fine, that's who Danny is. Love him for that. Danny always wants the show to be better. That's his number one concern, the show. It's just the way that he says it. For example, back in the day when Danny was on the program, let's say I'm doing a story about Hawaii, and I didn't tell Danny. Danny comes in. This is how he lets himself be known. If I had known that you were going to be doing a story in Hawaii, I could have had, like, some Hawaiian music or something.
Boo.
You know, so if you could give, you know, I'm just trying to say, the show.
Just saying.
You know, think about the show.
Just saying.
And it could be better.
Boo.
I'm just saying. You know what? And wait, and then he'll end it with, you know what? Whatever, man. Danny, listen, we kid, we joke. Friday we'll have more to say. Thank you so much. You really do. The show is better because you're there.
Thank you. And hootie hoo, everyone.
Hootie hoo.
Did want to share this with you. One last thing about Danny. When you've heard us do interviews where they've just gone south, the author has nothing to say. Or
you know, we'll ask a question and there's two-word answers.
Or a monosyllabic answer. And we're out there on a limb, and where there's no, there's nothing, there's no net, and we're just sitting there unfrickin' comfortable. We finally get out of the interview, we take a break. This is Danny coming in the studio.
Nobody is more entertained than when we are struggling.
Yeah.
He finds that hysterical. Thanks for the support, Danny. All right, now we've alluded to this, how pretty she is, and the fact is, she is. So before we, you know, get into, let's just show her to you. Many of you have spoken to her, and you know exactly where we're going to go. Switchboarder Sammy. Let's take a look.
Now, you get an eyeful there, mister? Yeah. That's what I am.
Now, she is gorgeous, and she is blonde. Now, I spend a lot of time making a lot of fun of Sammy, both on the air and off, and she's so stupid she doesn't know that I've just made fun of her, which is great for me.
It's a good thing you're pretty. No, listen, you have We didn't even like you very much when you first came in. We just kept you around because, you know, kind of hot, and the guests liked it. But you have just 4 years now? Three?
Three.
3 years. You have grown into a valued family member and a very supportive one as well. We love you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Sammy. Now walk off slow. Yeah.
Oh, well, and shake it like we like.
You have no idea how hard that was for her.
And also, what day would be complete on a broadcast of a Mark and Brian radio program until we know what he's going to have for breakfast?
We're, of course, speaking of Officer George Quarterman. Georgie!
Morning, morning.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
Now, you got up early for this?
I did.
All right. And what, did you have breakfast yet?
I'm going to have ribs here.
They're making you ribs?
Yes, they are.
Special.
World famous.
All right.
Okay. Now, George, just so that we know, I mean, obviously you're here at the House of Blues on Sunset, and when you leave here, you're going to go to work down on La Cienega, right?
Maybe I will.
Okay. And you've got on the same tie that you wear each and every day, the same security jacket, just to know the mindset when you're driving the or riding the bus into work each and every day as you come from way out in Palm Desert. Are you ready to kick some frickin' ass today at work?
Yes, indeed. Especially Wednesdays.
Say it again?
Wednesdays, I kick a lot of ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't know that. Wednesday is ass kicking day.
Yeah.
Wednesday's
ass kicking day.
Ass kissing day, I think is what you
mean. Kicking.
Yeah. And we just want to make sure that we know, George, like right now, if somebody in this audience were to pull out an AK-47, you would step in front and take a bullet from Mark and Brian.
I would, yes.
What an idiot!
All right now, George, we just learned that for breakfast you're going to have exactly what we all love to have for breakfast, which is ribs.
That's America's breakfast right
there. It really is. It sets a man up for a good day. Now, having known that's what you're having for breakfast, what steps up for lunch today in your pail that your wife made for you?
I won't eat anything else. I've got pulled pork.
You've got pulled pork?
Yes.
So you're going to have ribs for breakfast, and then you brought for lunch a pulled pork sandwich.
For about 3 o'clock, yeah.
For about 3 o'clock.
Pulled pork 3 o'clock, people.
You know, let me just say this. You know, we're laughing and we're giggling. I promise you, today, because we're in a hotel right now, about 3 o'clock, I'm going to look at my watch and go, he's having a pulled pork sandwich right now. That's good.
We always get breakfast, we get lunch, and then, of course, we get weather. It's a hot one out there. What do you think, George?
It's a scorcher today. And it's going back. It might cool down a bit today, but tomorrow is going up again.
Now, when we just inadvertently started asking you the weather when we'd call you on the show, do you now every day in anticipation we may call you, do you look at the weather?
Sure, I will.
Yeah, okay, just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, George, we've always asked you about this, about the missus. And our years with Todd Donahoe, who does sports with us, you don't even know where I'm going.
Well, I'm following.
With Todd, we know that on Sundays, after a Saturday with Todd watching college ball and having some beers, he and his wife, they get up, they have breakfast, they go to church, they worship the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they come home and bang.
Okay, yes.
Now...
Swear to God, it's hard, people.
In the world for Georgie and for the missus, is there a particular day in the week where Georgie likes to bring out the big dong?
Before you answer, I'd like to answer that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, since Wednesday is ass-kicking day.
Whoa.
All right, what day is it?
Wednesday night.
That's right, Wednesday night. Because so, you feel all pumped.
After
you
kick ass.
Yeah, after you kick ass. Hell yeah.
So you come home from a day of kicking ass, you like to bring it out and show it to her, and then give it to her.
Well, I don't think Ted expected us to go 10 minutes with you, George, so we do have to move on. But we love you, man. Thank you very much for being here.
All right, thank you, guys.
Continue, Ted, or? Yeah. All right, Frank Sontag, come out here, please.
Good morning,
Frankie. This is the guy, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I was explaining how, especially when we do sketches, he is, talk about multitasking. He somehow gets everything done so smoothly, and we will throw him a curveball at the last second of the last moment of when we're coming out, and it'll be there. when the computers don't freeze. But thank you for all of that, Frank.
Oh, boy, you're more than welcome. It's just an honor to be with you guys, for sure. And all of you.
Now, we do have to hurry, Frank, because we're short on time. I've alluded to this on the air. Nobody hates it more than this guy with the white-hot spotlight. No one. When Frank knows like he's in the sketch and he knows he's got a line coming up, he's tense, he's sweaty, he's got his glasses on.
Oh, boy.
Back up. And now I am whispering in his ear the whole time in his headphones, if you screw this up, I'm telling you, it'll ruin the show. Ruin the show.
So, Frank, if you would, you see that one right there to the left there? Brian, let's just step away for a second if we could.
Don't you dare! What? What am I getting hot in here? All right, well.
You can do it.
The sniff, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you all for being here. I've got nothing to say other than I'm just grateful. You're an ass, Mark. And Brian, I love you.
And that's the way it goes. Usually on a daily basis. All enjoy. Right. We're going to take a little break.